Have you ever eaten something where the recipe wasn't quite right? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. When I was in middle school, I had a sleepover at my best friend's house, and we wanted to make cookies. Well, we ended up using my friend's mom's cookbook, and unfortunately, we didn't pay close enough attention. Her mom had written instructions for how to double the recipe on the side of the page, and so we accidentally followed the doubling instructions for only one ingredient, the shortening. And we knew from the very first bite of the cookie dough that it wasn't any good. It was still cookie dough, but it was disgusting. And in life, sometimes we can tell when something is missing, but we can't always identify what it is. And that's what today's Devo is all about. It's called A Great Feast by Sophia Bricker. Cheerful colored cloths hung from candlelit windowsills, and plump pumpkins crouched like friendly gnomes near doorways. The courtly procession was traveling through a village on the way to the autumn feast. Around Crispin were other people wearing fine silks walking along to the lilting music of minstrels. Yet he felt anything but joyful. Glancing at his companions dressed in rich attire but wearing no smiles, Crispin knew they felt the same. They quarreled constantly in court, and when they did get along, it was only because the members pretended to be friends to appease the king, as they would tonight. Sighing, Crispin glanced around the simple surroundings of the village. Families laughed among makeshift tables spread with harvest dishes as children played with colorful streamers. But what caught his eye was an old man alone on a bench. He held a plate of meager vegetables, yet contentment was evident on his face. Crispin paused, allowing the procession to move ahead. "Excuse me, sir, but how can you be glad when such a meal sits on your lap?" The man looked up from his plate and smiled. "Sit down, friend." Crispin joined him. "Is all this not worth giving thanks for? But even if I was out in the wild, I would still rejoice because I know the king." Shifting in his seat, Crispin says, "I know the king and his court, yet our banquet will not be as joyous as yours. I am talking of the king of the stars and mountains, the one whose kingdom never ends. Where he is, love and joy overflow, and there is enough to go around, whether I am eating vegetables or sitting as a guest at the great autumnal feast." The man handed Crispin some roasted potato and began telling him the ancient tales about the king with nail-scarred hands and feet. Crispin ate and listened. He slowly began to smile. "Love," whispered Crispin. "That is what we are missing. The love of this king, but not for long." Crispin jumped up and started to leave. Then he stopped and called back to the man. "I must tell the others. Thank you for the feast." So let's talk about today's allegory a little bit more together. Today's allegorical story points to Jesus' kingdom. Because God in flesh let his hands and feet be nailed to a cross, because he bled and died for us, then rose again from the dead, we can be part of that kingdom. Even when we don't have much, we have everything. Because we get to experience the overflowing love and joy that come from knowing him. And we get to look forward to the day when Jesus will return to raise us to eternal life. Then we will join him in the greatest feast of all, and we'll never experience lack again. James 3 says there are two kinds of wisdom: earthly wisdom that is characterized by bitter envy, selfish ambition, disorder, and evil. Can you think of a time you were in a group of people that felt this way? Perhaps like Crispin described the royal court. Can you think of a time you lived according to earthly wisdom? How does James describe heavenly wisdom in verses 17 through 18? How does knowing Jesus make it possible for us to live this way? Here's a hint. Read 1 John 4:19. It was the old man's contentment that caught Crispin's attention. And it was through his hospitality, sharing what he had, that Crispin was able to hear the gospel or good news. How can contentment be a testimony of God's love? What are some simple ways we can offer hospitality using what we have? God calls us to be prepared to tell others about Him when they ask us why we have hope, and to always do so with gentleness and respect. If you had the opportunity to tell someone about Jesus, do you know what you would say? If you want to find out more about the gospel and how to share it with others, check out the Know Jesus tab at unlocked.org. As you and I can read in Proverbs 15:17, better a meal of vegetables where there is love than a fattened ox with hatred. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Proverbs 17:1, Philippians 4:10-13, 1 Timothy 6:6-19, and James 3, verses 13-18, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Are you interested in diving into today's story a little bit deeper? Well, if so, I encourage you to download the Unlocked Devo app. And check out today's Devo. Scroll down to the questions section where there's a bunch more scripture for you. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called The Most Diverse Kingdom of All Time with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.